From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Religious Affairs Ministry holds cultural carnival to promote religious harmony. State-owned enterprises ready to support red cooking oil pilot project. Now the news in detail. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry organized a cultural carnival and fun walk to foster religious harmony in Garut District, West Java on Saturday, which was joined by people belonging to different backgrounds and religious beliefs from across the province. Head of the ministry's Garut office, Cece Hidayat, said that the cultural carnival was held to commemorate the 77th anniversary of the Religious Affairs Ministry in 2023, themed Religious Harmony Fun Walk. He said that the cultural carnival's activities involve approximately 9,000 participants from various cities and districts of West Java. He said he expected the activity to improve the sense of togetherness, tolerance, and nationalism among religious communities in Garut and other areas. Indonesian State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir has said that his ministry is ready to support a pilot project to produce red palm cooking oil as part of efforts to develop an alternative to regular cooking oil. Erick Thohir said in a statement received by Antara on Saturday that the government, through the State-Owned Enterprises Ministry and the Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Ministry, will seek to realize the program. He also said that on top of assisting in the production, his ministry is also committed to supporting the sale of red palm cooking oil and expanding its market to the global level. Thus, red cooking oil production will not only be beneficial to the food sector, but it will also have a profound impact on improving the people's economy. The West Papua provincial government has prepared materials on regional development ahead of the visit of newly installed National Defense Forces Commander Admiral Yudo Margono and National Police Chief Listio Sigit Prabowo on January the 10th. The material that will be presented is related to the achievements of COVID-19 handling in the province and the province's preparation for the 2024 regional head election and dissemination of information on the special autonomy law. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Republican favorite Kevin McCarthy was named Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives on Saturday, January 7, as he finally quelled a fierce rebellion among his party's ranks that had paralyzed the lower chamber of Congress for days. McCarthy was always the frontrunner to lead the Republican-led House, but his victory in the small hours of the morning was almost derailed by a right-wing revolt in his party that extended the contest to a historic 15 rounds of voting. Germany on Saturday discouraged non-essential trips to China, the world's most populous nation, which is struggling with a surge in COVID-19 cases after relaxing strict virus restrictions. More than a dozen countries have slapped fresh travel regulation on travelers from China. European Union experts this week strongly encouraged the bloc's 27 member states to demand COVID-19 tests from people on flights from China and conduct random tests on arrivals. Several other European Union nations have already announced COVID-19 test requirements on travelers coming from China. Meanwhile, travelers began streaming across land and sea, crossing from Hong Kong to mainland China on Sunday, January the 8th, many eager for long-awaited reunion as Beijing opened borders that have been all but shut since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. After 3 years, the mainland is opening its border with Hong Kong and ending a requirement for incoming travelers to quarantine, dismantling a final pillar of a zero-COVID policy that has shielded China's people from the virus but also cut them off from the rest of the world. China's easing over the past month of one of the world's tightest COVID-19 regimes followed historic protests against a policy that included frequent testing, curbs on movement, and mass lockdowns that heavily damaged the world's second biggest economy. Ukrainian and Russian on Saturday, January the 7th, marked Orthodox Christmas under the shadow of war as fighting persisted despite Russian President Vladimir Putin unilaterally ordering his forces to pause attacks. Despite his ceasefire order, war-scarred cities in eastern Ukraine saw no significant let-up in the fighting. The Russian Defense Ministry insisted on Saturday its army was observing the ceasefire, but also said that it had repelled attacks by Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine and killed dozens of soldiers on Friday. Last item. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said on Saturday, January the 7th, his government was ready to provide whatever support was needed to residents of Western Australia's state as record-breaking floods isolated far-flung communities there. The crisis in the Kimberley, an area almost three times the size of the United Kingdom, was sparked this week by severe weather system Ellie, a former tropical cyclone that brought rains to the vast region. Among the worst hit location was Fitzroy Crossing, a town of around 1,300 people where supplies were being airlifted in due to the flooding, which authorities have said as the state's worst in record. That was news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The title of Spotlight of the Week is the government issues new rules on customs inspection in the import sector. The Indonesian government issued new rules regarding customs inspection in the import sector, which are contained in the Minister of Finance regulation. It comes into effect on December the 12th, 2022, 30 days from the date of promulgation. In an official statement in Jakarta on Friday, January the 6th, Director of Communication and Guidance for Service Users of the Directorate General of Customs and Excise, Ministry of Finance, Nirmala Dwi Herianto, said this was carried out in order to simplify the provisions of physical inspection of imported goods and document research. Besides that, it also aims to further improve the smooth flow of goods and accelerate the implementation of customs inspection in the import sector. Nirmala Dwi Herianto added that the replacement of the old regulation was a follow-up to the government bureaucratic reform and institutional transformation program. In line with efforts to harmonize business processes and information technology, the government sees the need to replace provisions on inspection of goods in the import sector with a more comprehensive Minister of Finance regulation. Customs inspection is carried out on imported goods, including document research and physical inspection of goods. Document research is an activity carried out by the service computer system and or custom officials who serve as document examiners to ensure the customs notifications are made completely and correctly. Meanwhile, physical inspection of goods is carried out by the physical examination officer by opening the packaging of goods and or using a scanner at the inspection site or through electronic media. Nirmala said the latest regulation also stipulates that a physical inspection may be delayed if the container seal is broken and or has been opened and the goods inspected have special characteristics that make it impossible to carry out inspection. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with January the 8th, 1912, the African National Congress founded. The African National Congress is a center-left political party in South Africa. It has been the ruling party in the country since gaining majority power in May 1994. It was founded on January the 8th, 1912, in Bloemfontein to protect the rights of black people. Until 1923, this party was called the South African Native National Congress. It is the only party that has ruled South Africa since 1994. Support for this party diminished in the 1999 election, but they regained additional support in the next election in 2004. Turning to January the 8th, 1996, the Mapenduma hostage-taking incident in Jayawijaya. On January the 8th, 1996, in Mapenduma, Jayawijaya, 26 members of the Lawrence 95 expedition team were taken hostage by the military wing of the Free Papua organization led by Kelly Kwalik. This hostage-taking incident brought Kwalik's name into notice in the international world because the members of the Lawrence 95 expedition also consisted of international citizens. It resulted in the death of two of the hostages and also the 1996 Timika shooting incident which killed 16 people. It ended after 130 days in Operation Mapendumba hostage release by the Indonesian Army Special Forces, Kopassus, led by Prabowo Subianto on May 9, 1996. I'll end today in history with January the 8th, 2003. Turkish Airlines Flight 634 crash. Turkish Airlines Flight 634 is a domestic aircraft scheduled to fly from Istanbul Atatürk Airport to Diyarbakir Airport in southern eastern Turkey. On January the 8th, 2003, at 18:19 UTC, due to bad weather, the plane hit a slope. It broke into three and an explosion occurred which killed 75 of the 80 passengers and crew including the two pilots. Based on the investigation, the thickness of the fog caused the pilot to not be able to see clearly, which was one of the factors in the accident. That was today in history.
Listener, in this segment, Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Peter Moller in Duisburg, Germany. He was listening to our German programs on July 3, 2022 and also on August 14, 2022 through website vynews.id with the simple 555555. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. My friend for a German section will reply your letter. Please be patient to wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening.
Gemar sekali kita bersilat lidah sejak langit gelap hingga kembali cerah. Oh, gemar sekali kita berbeda pandang, semula meradang terkadang kembali tenang. Oh, serah pada garis yang cerah.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Central Indonesian National Sports Committee, CONI, will hold National Sports Week 2024 launching event. The 21st PON, or National Sports Week, will be held in 2024. It will be the first time to be held in two provinces simultaneously. Previously, it was feared that this biggest sports event in Indonesia would be delayed due to the pandemic that hit Indonesia. In connection with the implementation, the Central Indonesian National Sports Committee, CONI, plans to hold a launching and countdown of the 21st 2024 Aceh North Sumatra National Sports Week, or PON. General Chairman of the Central National Sports Committee, Marciano Norman, in Jakarta on Thursday explained that the event will be held on January the 21st in Aceh, exactly one day after the inauguration of the Aceh National Sports Committee Chief Abu Razak. After being held in Aceh, a similar event will also be held in Medan, North Sumatra Province, on January the 22nd. Marciano Norman also hopes that the stakeholders as well as the sports branch administrators can give their best by relying on the experience that has been done at the previous National Sports Week, or PON. He hopes that the 21st National Sport Week 2024 will be the best and provide its own characteristics. At the 2023 Indonesian National Sports Committee Central Plenary Meeting, apart from discussing preparation for PON 21st 2024, they also discussed support for the preparation of the Southeast Asian Games Cambodia 2023, which will be held from May the 5th until 17th, 2023. The Asian Games Hangzhou, China, on September the 23rd until October the 8th. The Martial Arts Weeks, which is planned to be held in June 2023 in Solo, and Beach Sports Week in December 2023. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. He was listening to our English programs on October 22, 2022 through frequency 3325 kHz with the SINPO 55544. Hello Malik Kohar, thank you for your reception report. I hope you always keep listening to our broadcast. Please your criticism or suggestions to us, send it if you have any. Your criticism or suggestion will improve our broadcast. Well, Malik Kohar, as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Benar cinta, tak perlu kau katakan semua itu, cukup tinggal laku. Sekarang apalah artinya cinta kalau hanya di bibir saja.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesia has a myriad of culinary delights with various shapes and tastes. If you are in Indonesia and go to the market in the morning, especially in Jawa, you will usually find a variety of appetizing market snacks, one of which is cenil. Cenil is a typical Javanese market snack made from cassava flour or starch, which is shaped into small balls and given red, yellow, and green food coloring. Initially, cenil was a staple food to replace rice for the Japanese people because at that time Indonesia was hit by a famine which made it difficult for people to get rice. The naming of cenil itself refers to the word koketis because of its colorful shape which attracts the attention of many people. Cenil also has a deep philosophy. Its chewy and sticky texture symbolizes that the Indonesian people have a close brotherhood as sticky as cenil balls. To make this cenil is not difficult. First, boil water, then dilute a tablespoon of tapioca starch with 2 to 3 tablespoons of cold water. After that, put them in boiling water. Stir until thickened. Add the whole tapioca flour while kneading and until a dough can be formed. Divide into several parts according to the desired color. Form the dough into an oval or round shape with a length of approximately 3 cm. Boil water. Drop the mixture one by one until cooked and floats. Remove and filter. Serve with grated coconut and a sprinkle of sugar. This cenil cake is suitable to be enjoyed in the morning accompanied by a cup of tea or black coffee. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will read an email from Nazir Ahmad Haudri in Pakistan. Hello Nazir Haudri, thank you so much for your response on the 44th Diplomatic Forum broadcasted live from Bali. So please looking forward to this year's Diplomatic Forum, which will certainly present a talk show analyzing strategic issues and global perspective. Well, listener, I hope you stay healthy and happy, and I'm gonna make your day much happier with a beautiful song for all of you. Enjoy!
Ku telah menutup pintu hatiku untukmu sejak ku temukan dalam hatiku yada kamu. Kemana kamu pergi? Ku tak tahu saat kau pulang kembali pintuku kunci. Jangan menunggu depan pintu hati. Jangan mengetuk dan memohon masuk. Jangan menangis depan pintu. Lukaku bukanlah kuncimu. Kau bukan penghuni hatiku lagi.
The third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno said the Bali Curik Bird or Bali Starling is a tourism icon in Western Bali. According to the minister, efforts to preserve Bali starlings can become a unique tourist attraction. The widest distribution of Bali starlings is in the Bubunan Buleleng area to Gilimanuk, Bali. This bird has a limited native habitat. Weighing around 107 grams, it is only found around the West Bali National Park, to be precise in the Tanjung Gelapah Lengkong and Prapat Agung area that has an altitude of around 200 to 1,100 meters above sea level. This bird, which was discovered by a British animal expert Walter Rothschild in 1910, initially were only 500 to 900 birds in the wild. The figure is obtained from Rothschild's journal, which has been published. However, in 1970, the Bali starling population was recorded at only 112. The decline in the population is caused by various factors, one of which is massive poaching due to the high demand for collections. In addition, the short selling price of the Bali starling bird in the domestic and international markets is also the main cause. To save the Bali starling from extinction, the Indonesian government issued a wildlife protection policy through the decree of the Minister of Agriculture and a government regulation concerning preservation of Bali starling plants and animals. Efforts to increase the populations are also carried out with the existence of the government policies for those who are willing to do captive breeding. They are required to submit a minimum of 10% of the total captive animals to be released into their natural habitat. The effort finally paid off. In 2015, the Natural Resources Conservation Agency recorded that the population of Bali starlings in the West Bali National Park is increasing every year. In 2017, there were 81, and in September 2020, there were 355. Meanwhile, based on the latest data, the Bali starling population continues to increase and has reached 560. That was Miss Eleni over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from an Indonesian male singer, Tulus. The singer with the full name Muhammad Tulus Rushdi started his career in 2011. His first album, titled Tulus, successfully raised him to fame. Until now, Tulus stays active in his work. His latest album, entitled Manusia, which means human, was released in August 2022. One of the songs on this album is Nala. For Tulus, this song is quite special and different from other works. The reason is, the song is descriptive enough to tell about a figure named Nala. Tulus admits that the lyrics of the song Nala are about his personal life. This song tells about a person named Nala who feels disappointed because the date she is waiting for with someone special for her ends up failing. Well, listener, here is the song Nala by Tulus. Enjoy!
tentang nala dan hati yang sedang berbunga. Malam nanti ada janji yang ditunggunya. Dipilihnya baju terpantas dan bergaya. Tasabannya ingin segera malam tiba. Tujuh tepat pesan singkat diterimanya. Kabar dari yang ditunggu jadi tak bisa bertemu. Lama-lama rasa sulit disuka. Bagi nala malam ini istimewa. Sadir dia kembali masuk kamarnya. Tentang nala dan kemurungan hatinya. Nala figur sederhana, tak ramai kelilingnya. 92 lahirnya. Hari besar baginya bila melihat benih cinta. Bagi Nala itu langka. Lama Nala merasa sulit disuka. Bagi Nala malam ini istimewa. Sedih dia kembali masuk kamarnya. Tentang Nala dan kemurungan hatinya. Sebuah pesan kepadanya. Nala bertanya kapan ada waktu lain lagi.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ya yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi. Kau kan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah melepasku.
Berikan satu jawaban untuk membuat diriku tenang. Hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku damai bahagia. Untaian kata-kata terindah kan ku berikan hanya untukmu. Semua cintaku setulus hatiku dapat kau pastikan hanya milikku selalu. Terbawa arus derita dan terdampar di pangkuannya, tak ada satu yang bisa membuatku lebih bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Adanya hanya kau satu yang bisa membuatku lebih mengerti arti cinta. Oh, walau cinta hanyalah kata, tak bisa kau lihat, hanya bisa kau rasa. Berikanku seutuhnya, terimaku apa adanya, hanya kau satu yang bisa membuat.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account at VOI_official. Don't forget to follow us on TikTok as well at VOI_official and our YouTube channel, VOI Official. So once again, thank you so much for listening to our English program. I'll see you in the next interesting edition of English program from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.